Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
This is a
Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified, men from apes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably clones. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
What's got 18 legs, 7 arms, and 5 feet?
What?
The Boston Marathon finish line.
Yeah, I'll give it.
Nah, you're
dark and give it to me. Check this shit out. I got a Strange Brew podcast hat.
Oh yeah, nice.
Isn't that pretty dope? Fuck
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
I'm gonna probably get a Diagolon one. I'm gonna get a first class horror one. I'm just gonna get everything.
You are part of a cult now.
I am very much.
Nice.
Diagolon forever, bro. Go listen to my new song, you pale motherfucker.
What are we talking about today, Tom?
you pale motherfucker!
I hate it, man. It's this camera. Like, I actually got some, like, I'm kind of red right now. And I'm still, like, if I go down here, you see it. You see it?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
Welcome back, everybody, to the most dangerous podcast on Spotify. Pretty crazy. Did you see what happened?
Why are we the most dangerous podcast on Spotify?
Spotify restricted our episode about the Great Replacement Theory and mass immigration, and they labeled it as dangerous content.
Oh, like we were like massing people to go out and do stuff?
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was implying. You know, we didn't say anything too crazy. I was like, you know, it could have been the clip of this or that. It could have been me being like, you know, maybe if you listen to Hitler's speeches, you might agree with him. There might have been something like that. And I was obviously like saying before what happened, right? Like before what the atrocities that probably took place. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to start screaming at me. But so like I was like the idea of like, you know, being a nationalist and just caring for your country is something that people should pay attention to more. And it's meaningful to be like that. But it could have been an array of things. It was almost 3.5 hours. And I even said to Aaron that if you would have joined, it would have been like four and a half. It would have been long because we were talking for the first like 40 minutes alone. And we had tons of clips to play. And there was clips that I didn't even show that I forgot to add.
I love how your mindset switched so much from like 10 years ago. 10 years ago was fuck this land, burn it all to the ground. I don't care. Now it's like, well, we I love it.
We kind of need
let's
it.
Let's fight
yeah.
for it.
I know.
Well, not really. You can go over to like Sweden or something.
I've always, well, no, I can't.
Finland,
I
mean,
I'll have to pay $25,000 to leave my country like they want to impose.
Fun fact, happiest place on earth is Finland, which is mind blowing because they're in the dark like all winter. But
well, it's probably, they probably have strict immigration policies.
They have saunas.
Yeah, and well, I've always, you know, loved being Canadian, but I don't love my government, right? I hate my government. I love my country, but I hate my government. It's mm-hmm. just absurd that, like, it just shows me that, like, that's something, that a subject that they don't want you to talk about. And all the research I've been doing into communism, and I'm on Europa the Last Battle Part 5 for Patreon. Rumble wouldn't let me live stream it, and they're pretty open, you know, and very uncensored platform. But for I tried to do it twice, they wouldn't let me. So it makes me think this information is very relevant. And then
Rumble kicked you off that?
Yeah, yeah. But really? Twitch let it live stream. So then it'll go on Patreon.
I thought the whole purpose of Rumble was there's no censorship, like, at all. Obviously, other than murder and shit.
But for some reason, if you start noticing stuff that happened in our history and a lot of the stuff to do with the Zionists, then everyone starts, you know, it's shut up. It's like, yeah. X. Yeah, X is supposed to be like this freedom of speech platform. Unless you talk about the Jews, then you get kicked off instantly. So there's a lot of people. There's a guy named Lucas Gage, I think his name is, pretty outspoken guy. He's been constantly kicked off X for exposing a lot of the stuff that's happened in our past and that's happening now because of people that worship the Talmud and Kabbalah and all that shit, right?
The biggest thing, right? It's not freedom of speech if there's even one thing you can't talk about.
Yeah. Like, realistically, if you can't even say, like, just out of,
if there's one thing, yeah,
if you can't say the N-word, right, you don't really have freedom of speech. Realistically, like, should you say it?
Yeah, no. you should probably find a better example, man.
But
you can find a better one than that.
Realistically, so pretty crazy. I'd never thought that happened. We talked about the Khazarian mafia, but it just seems like. And we didn't say anything crazy. We were just talking. Like, I wonder if it was the video I showed of the Norway resistance movement. But that's just, it was just audio. So for the audio platform wise, there we showed like pretty crazy clips. The politician getting stabbed. All the Jeets crashing their trucks into everything because they're not qualified to drive those trucks.
there's a lot of white crashes too, Mr.
Yes,
Tom.
Did go up drastically in the last couple of years. It used to be
that's volume, nevertheless. Of course it did. If many white people came in, we would still have that many more crashes.
It was 6,000 a year in all of Canada, and the last, like, 2 years, it's been 8,000 in, like, a month. In Ontario alone.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, so, and then you notice all the people who are driving these trucks are from not, they're not Canadian. They don't look Canadian. They don't sound Canadian. And
tell you what, though,
facts.
I couldn't drive in their country. They do better.
What, are there camels? Are there little rickshaws?
Oh my God, have you seen like Indian streets? They're batshit. They're nuts.
I know.
No rules. It's free for all. And nobody crashes. It's all just like, good.
While they burn multiple piles of garbage. It is what it is. It's not the people. It's how you treat your country. And if you come from a country where you treat it like shit, then you come here and you treat our country like shit. In just an example, just because this is always like in my head, because all the stuff that I've been seeing online. Mm-hmm. In Brampton, they have a festival and then they leave their garbage everywhere. And it's just like, just because you did it over there and you turn your country into a fucking flaming pile of shit does not mean you have to come do it here. And that's my problem, is like, treat our country with respect. They give me more. Give me more from your tax money. Give me. And it's just like, you haven't even been here. You haven't been, you're not born here. Our government is treasonous. They're fucking selling us out to China, India, Israel. More than half the fucking politicians, or like 40% of them, we're not even born in this country, and they share fucking dual citizenship with Iran, China, Pakistan, India. Canada's fucked, man. Get prepared. It's fucked. You want to know what we're talking about?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds good. What are we talking about, Tom?
Project Jedi, motherfucker.
Return of the Jedi. You saw that video when we were pissed drunk playing with those?
Somewhere. I'll start posting some of those to Instagram.
You don't. That does not need to be public. That was just a question between me and you.
there's some very funny clips from back in the day, even of me, Billy, and Justin, way back when we first started the show. It is weird when I tell people, like, yeah, we've been doing it for like 5-6 years. We don't count 2018 because that was just a mess. But, you know, I got IPA.
And then I dipped for 6 months.
I'm working out. I'm trying not to fucking drink a lot, but like, because it puts estrogen in your body, but I do enjoy it.
This might not be talk for the podcast, but I don't care. I'm super excited, and you're gonna be excited for me. Guess what?
What?
I gained weight. Fuck? I gained weight.
You did?
Yeah, actually? Like a lot. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I don't know. It doesn't look like I did. And I was like, I've been like 155 my whole life. I stepped on the scale last week. I was 180.
Weird. Yeah, dude, no all shit. Of a sudden you're gonna be 250.
Yes. I'm really excited though.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm working out doing the bench press all the time and shit while listening to the Raging Dissident. So I'm angry while I do it. So I think
maybe
it's
just
it.
Beer.
It is probably beer. It's maybe so the much beer estrogen caught up. In that shit. You know, realistic. I just like, and I think it's good in moderation. I still get up. I still do my yard work. We have a garden now. But it is a good balance. Yeah, it is a good balance. You got to kind of balance it out, right? Realistically.
What do you mean your yard work?
I got a garden
How
now.
How many times you cutting the grass?
Once a week. And then we have a big property. I'm doing both properties now, and I'm driving on the Kubota and fucking zooming around. And
20 minutes.
It's longer than that. It takes a long time. It's a pretty big property.
I don't want to be on camera anymore, man. I hate this camera.
I don't care, man. You're white. It's fine.
Why is this so bad?
Deal with your whiteness. Be proud to be white. I am. I'm proud to be white. I'm proud to be Canadian.
This
and
isn't
anyone
just
that
white.
Like
this
that
is,
can eat a
this
dick.
Is Eskimo, buddy.
Yeah, you look like you're...
I'm albino right now.
Yeah, you are. So, yes, we are talking about Project Jedi.
What the Jedi's do?
Like doing mind control and shit, you know? Mm. Yes, Project Jedi.
I could do that.
You always thought you could probably do, like kill someone.
You remember that? Right? You remember that? I used to walk around like everywhere and just like try to do things, and I'm like, one day this will work.
My favorite is the sliding doors, like the automatic doors. Yeah. I do that all the time, where I'm like, you will open, and then it opens. You know, so
crazy.
You know. You underestimate my power. Power.
So one more? No. Sure. So a top military Project Jedi, an ability to kill just by thinking about it. So
that'd be cool.
At
You'd
first
be
glance,
literally Darth Vader.
Yeah, really. I know. He was mean though, you know. But he was mean for a good reason.
How could it not? You would. That's a lot of power, man. You got to be real. Yeah. Real in tune with yourself to not be.
I just think
not
about
turn
Trudeau
mean.
And then explode his head like in fucking Scanners. He's just like sitting doing a conference and then his fucking head just blows up.
See, maybe that's all Darth Vader's doing. All these people that are with him, they're all actually terrible people. So the second they mess up, he's like, yeah, I was going to kill you anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
You know, sometimes you got to expose a tyrant for being a tyrant, right? So at first glance, the goat shed at Fort Bragg in North Carolina could be anywhere in the world. 30 goats were happily munching on their hay and starting at the blank concrete walls of the stable. Every few minutes, one of the goats would stop chewing. Begin gasping for breath. Is that what they probably sound like that, right? Something like that. Don't they like, they make weird noises and shit? Yeah, but don't they make weird noises? They scream and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
All
pretty sure they
do. Have you seen the house pigs that scream? They're my favorite.
No.
Oh, they're so fucking loud.
What do they sound like?
I can't search house pigs screaming in a fit.
I don't think
like,
I want
it's
to.
It's piercing.
Did you have your pig yet?
I was Googling them yesterday.
Is your new lady want a pig also?
I don't think that matters. I think I'm
getting a pig. I'm gonna get it anyway. I don't give a fuck. So weird. And then they nonchalantly carry on eating as if nothing happened. In an equally nondescript room next to the shed, a young sergeant in combat fatigues was staring at the goats through a window fitted with one-way glass. Two soldiers and a general were anxiously watching the sergeant. Every so often, the general would shake his hand slightly and looked as he was worried across his face. This worried look across his face. The sergeant took another swig of his coffee. Then started something extraordinary. Something extraordinary happened. Goat number 17 let out a silent, bleak, and kneeled over and died.
How
keeled
did
over.
He let out a silent?
A silent bleat.
No, that's not silent. No, that was a noise. It's just...
My God, said the general. It worked. The sergeant nodded silently. And he just managed to kill a goat using nothing more than the psychic power of his mind. Pretty crazy, man. Pretty crazy.
If you could get to that point, like, yeah, it's so weird. The more we talk, it's like, yeah, okay, if you believe in that thing and then you can get there, who's to say this step isn't possible? And it's like,
That's okay. Billy. The fact that, you know, you don't believe in psychics, but your government definitely does, and the military definitely does, because they've done many projects to try to prove that psychic ability can be used in warfare. And they've supposedly has done some crazy shit. Like,
oh, I'm not saying no. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong. I've never ever said I don't believe in psychics. I said I don't believe that there's somebody that has a tent that I pay $60 that's going to tell me my future accurately.
You've seen Mallrats, right? You've seen Mallrats, where she like has the third nipple and she like takes it. He brings him to the psychic, and then she's like, he's like, come like see the psychic, and he's like so like the one buddy Brody is so just gazing at her tits, and the other guy's like super focused into what she's saying, and she's got like a third nipple.
So right. I remember.
And her
that
nipples
now, yeah.
Where she gets all the powers from, and then they leave, and she eats it, and it's just a piece of candy. It's a Mallrats, great movie. And then the whole time it's so funny, because I was gonna try to find that clip where it's like Jay and Silent Bob, and Silent Bob, he's like, Jay's like, motherfucker's been trying to do the Jedi mind trick all day, and he's trying to like move the cigarette with his mind, and then eventually he does it when nobody's looking. It's like, of course.
You gonna use one of your Jedi mind tricks on me?
Oh, I will, Natalie Portman. I fucking will. I will. So the sergeant nodded silently.
Watch me talk a mile a minute.
Yeah, literally. Finally, after years of research, the U.S. Army Project Jedi seemed to be on the verge of success. Project Jedi was a top secret military project to create a breed of super soldiers. If it all went according to plan, the Jedi warriors would revolutionize warfare. They would be fantastically strong and possess super intelligence, cunning, and intuition. Pretty
sorry,
nuts.
Did you say this? You said this is American?
Yes. And
they're just trying to combat the KGB at that point, then.
Well, or
they're
the Chinese,
to get their own little thing.
According to, like, even I was talking to Tiana True Seeker about this, and she believes that like a lot of the Chinese stuff was like that they just steal from us. I'm not saying she says all Chinese people steal, but she said the Chinese government steals the American Canadian ideas, especially American military ideas.
Well, that's everything yeah. In their culture. Chinese, like, and actually, that's funny you said that. I was just watching a Built America, like Food and Toys Network. It's kind of cool. I like that show. Anyways, they're saying the same thing. They're like, it seems like every original idea comes out of North America, and China makes it a million times better than we ever thought it could be.
I'm having deja vu.
So they
man.
Take the idea and they're like, I can fix that. And then they just run with it. They just got nothing original.
I'm having deja vu. I feel like it's part of Project Jedi, because the background, you saying that, it's just so weird when you have deja vu like that.
I had that today too.
Supposedly it's when your two different realities cross each other and shit.
Huh.
Which weird. Is wild. Who knows if that's true? There's different versions of what deja vu actually
it's weird that you
be.
Said that, though, because I had it really bad today, too, just a few hours ago.
So strange. So, and the Chinese definitely are working on super soldiers. You know, if World War III does start, we're going to get fucked. The States is so concerned with having an inclusivity, which is a communist tactic, equity, diversity. Diversity is our strength, right? No, it's our weakness. But look at the Canadian military is in shambles. A lot of
Canadian military has always been in fucking shambles.
It's very true, but not in World War One and Two, man. The whole reason the Geneva Code was fucking put into play because Canadians were doing some horrible shit to other soldiers in warfare, to like prisoners of war. The Canadians were being pretty ruthless.
We didn't have many, though. Like, it was always Americans. Like, yeah, we were just kind of piggybacking on America the whole time.
Not necessarily. We were known as the Stormtroopers. Almost all of Newfoundland's men died during World War One.
Really? Like
almost
and
all
they're
of them.
Still dumb as doorknobs. I didn't say that. Sorry.
it's crazy. So, and it is pretty nuts, because our shit is in shambles. It's all about inclusivity. They're not trained. They're all like fat lesbians now. It's a fun time, man. Fun time to be alive. And now I'm like, all the research I've done into communism and the subversion that they do to societies is some fascinating stuff. They would use psychic remote viewing to spy on the enemy. That's a real thing that they did supposed to be try. Disable nuclear bombs with telekinesis. And an effortlessly kill with the power of thought alone. But not only that, they would have the ability to become invisible at will and walk through walls.
All right, I'm done. I want it. And also, sorry, as you said that sentence, all I could think of is like, the bomb squad that was like out there, and like the one guy did it in the back with his mind, and the guy like with the suit ripped it off. He's like, you know how hard I fucking worked to be here. Yeah.
God damn it, man. These gloves are hard to tamper with. Crazy. Such a who knows, right? Like there is the technology. They have the Harry Potter blanket or the cloak. The invisibility cloak. Have you seen those?
Yeah, where they like kind of turn inside. Like it's still like you're reflective. Obviously you can still kind of see it, but it's super reflective.
Is that weird?
It's super cool.
So it always makes me think.
I want one.
Of.
I just want to scare
no
people.
One can see you when you like jerk it off in the middle of the woods. Or
okay,
whatever.
That's not what I was gonna do.
You're in the middle of public. But like, man, I've always wanted to do this.
I would just love to like sit on the couch and just like wait for someone to walk in and just I wouldn't move.
Are you going to go to the degenerate naked bike ride for Pride? It's in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, you added degenerate, right? Okay.
It's like, and people probably are like, this not. Has never happened before. And it's like this whole naked bike ride. Our nation is being demoralized at every fucking angle.
There's no seats anywhere.
Ew, man. It's like they're torturing themselves, right? They're like, sadomasochists, like pain. So they like sharpen the bike post, you know?
Mine's got a rubber ducky.
Oh yeah, squeeze, quack quack. We'll eventually be talking about stuff like that. I can't wait. One episode I really want to do is about torture tactics that we've done.
So oh, we've done a bunch of those already, though.
Somewhat, but not like worst ways to die was kind of like that, but it's not. There's some crazy ones. So
probably
you might
did
think,
the Viet Cong ones and stuff like that. Those torture ones.
Oh, that was back in the day. Fucking soldiers on drugs. Everybody subscribe to the Patreon.
Oh, that one's gone. Is it?
It's on Patreon. Okay. There's a bunch. I'm telling you, there's about like that's why it's so crazy. There's about I think I counted 65, 70 episodes that have been X'd from the show, and then a lot of them were put on Patreon. So that's why you get the Lost Tapes episode. And I thought one guy's like, where's the Richard Ramirez episode? And I'm like, it's on Patreon now, man.
Billy
I can't
got
help
too
you
drunk.
There. Yeah, I can't help you there. We're wasted and yelling. And it's so funny that people even listen at that point in time. You think that Project Jedi had been dreamed up by a Hollywood scriptwriter eager to tempt audiences with the delightful and crazy plot. Indeed, the project does lie at the heart of a released Hollywood blockbuster, The Men That Stare at Goats. Starring Pedo George Clooney and no, it's funny. Ewan McGregor. So it's just funny because it's called Project Jedi. He was a Jedi. He played Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know. And have you ever seen The Men Who Stare at Goats? I actually was wanting to kind of watch it just for the shits and giggles of it. Because it's based on a real life military project where they were trying to use mind control, like and kill goats and stuff with their minds.
That's not nice. I like.
I would be interested. Like, I'm interested just to watch it, but I'm not really a fan of George Clooney. I'm not gonna lie.
No,
I don't like the Batman. Movie, as a kid,
see,
I was like, man, like
I can,
Batman
I can see
nipples.
Why you think that, yeah,
you know, Batman he's just like, like that's the only thing I can really think of. Like I've heard, I don't even really know any movies that I would be like, oh, that was a great movie that he was in. We tried to watch Burn After Notice or whatever that one movie was, and it was horrible. Mm-hmm. And where is he, man? Was he on Masada Island? Is that why he's trying to hide in the bushes or something? You know, is that what he's doing? Or he just Maybe. Escaped to the other island, the other island.
I could be on that movie. I like to stare at goats.
Billy does it now that he lives.
It's
out
just all the people trying to kill him, and it's Billy going, ha ha.
they dress you goats. Up as a goat, and they try to kill you with their mind. You're just
why,
butt naked
you
with
have
hair
to do
glued
that?
All around.
It'd take a lot of hair, man. I'm pretty fucking hairless.
Yeah, you are pretty pasty. Well, that's why I said I need to give you some of my weight and hair, and then we'd be balanced.
We'd even out.
Yeah. So it is weird, but what is less known is that the military did try to create a breed of super soldiers. I'm sure they're still trying to do that. Capable of walking through walls and killing by the thought alone. What general was like, I got a fucking great idea.
We're going to figure this out.
We're gonna make this
I got
work.
Gears. You got, what was that? Microchip in your brain?
Yep.
You have a microchip and I have a bunch of gears.
Yep, and I'm going to use my microchip brain to make your gear
to
start
kill
working.
Your gear. Oh, maybe this will work when they put the chip in. Maybe I can do that. I'd be
well,
right. I'd line up.
Control
I'd be first
your
in
mind.
Line. No, it's
they'll
okay. I'll still kill people.
Don't say that.
You're dead. I guess you can't.
It's so funny.
It's such a weird fine line where you're like, I'm always joking. And then it's like, oh, well, he did say that bad thing out of context.
I'm always joking. Take nothing seriously. All my views about the Jews are just satire. That's it. That's all it is. I'm just noticing things. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, well, no, like, because I actually am... So now it seems like I'm not.
Even more bizarrely, the fruits of Project Jedi and several other clandestine paranormal projects were actively used in battle and almost certainly being employed in war on terror and the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Here's where I draw the line of lies. Osama bin Laden died on dialysis. The CIA knew he died, and they kept parading him around like he was Weekend at Bernie's. They put a fake background of a cave, and they dubbed it to sound like he was saying something else to get what they wanted with 9/11. And then you have the dancing Israelis being like, yay, we love it. We're filming it. This lady's like, why is there guys high-fiving outside my apartment filming the Twin Towers fall? Oh, we picked them up, and we sent them back to Israel. Facts. Real thing that happened. Real thing that happened. So people are starting to now clue into all that shit that's going on. But I think it's funny if they tried this on the battlefield and they're like,
the Weekend at Bernie's thing. Oh.
Kill. And then a guy's like Indiana Jones style where the guy's got the sword and he just pulls out a gun. He's like, bat! You're dead now.
Like, and you suck.
They send like the nerdiest soldier out there, you know, like, come on, Irwin, get out there and use your mind control. And he's like, okay, I can do it, man. I know I can do it. And then his fucking head explodes right in front of all his friends. That's a fun time.
It's a good movie.
You have to understand, said Sergeant Glenn Wheaton, a Special Forces soldier, second to Project Jedi. These ideas were not considered wacky. They were seen as the next military frontier. We needed to know whether it was possible to use paranormal forces for military ends. We also needed to know how to protect ourselves should they be used against us. Because that's what it's like. Well, what are they thinking about? Are they going to start using mind control and stuff like that? So, like, should we try to use it? Maybe that'd be a good idea. You know?
I'm not. Yeah. I'm one step away. I'm really good at, like, using my words to get what I want.
Sleight of hand.
But now I just want, like, oh, man. I've been watching videos lately. I'm getting really intrigued with magic.
It's pretty fascinating.
Kind of like it. It's super cool to be
because
able to like
it's all about
trick
sleight
and
of hand.
Like,
it's tricking people. It is tricking people. And then when it comes to like wand, it's about like esoteric magic of actually, you know, doing some weird shit. You know, coming in a cut on your hand and licking it, and then you're all of a sudden you got a hermit inside your hand.
Whoever first found that out.
Yeah. Like, what was he telling us about? Like, you dig a hole and then you come in it and then you check on your golem thing after.
Oh, yeah.
So crazy, man. That'll be out in a couple weeks, everybody.
Oh, it's not out yet?
No, not out yet. Shit. We've got so many things in the wheelhouse, they say. Back in 1983, Major General Albert Stubblebine? Sure. The third, this guy's, his name is Stubblebine. That is, it is what it's.
Yeah, pronounced. I believe you.
And it's the third. He was the third of his kind.
He was the third one.
Yes.
They cut that line off right there because that's a ridiculous name or.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, we got to change this. So we just made it bind. Yeah. Stubblebine was at the height of his powers. He was one of the America's most distinguished soldiers and chief of U.S. Army intelligence. And 16,000 soldiers were under his command. And imagine, like, the power of that.
16,000?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and there's people with bigger, you know, like,
yeah,
that have.
It's a lot of people, like, under, like, your direct command anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember.
A lot of people that could fuck up your position if they did one wrong thing.
Mutiny, man. You know, there's like during World War, after World War I happened, specifically within Canada, there was a lot of military personnel and just citizens that did not want to fight the war, so they stationed them out in BC, and they're like, watch and make sure like the Japanese or the Germans don't come out this way, even though they weren't, because the Germans would never have had the manpower to take over the world for everybody that fucking thinks that shit. It would have never happened. It would have never happened. It was impossible. You know, so, and they were like, there was a lot of soldiers that were like, fuck this. I'm not fighting this war. I saw what happened last time, and this was a stupid thing. And there was a lot of people that were national socialists in Canada, the United States. They had the most diverse army. That's a fact. India, fucking everywhere. There were so many soldiers that were connected to the National Socialist Party. Pretty weird. AKA Nazis. The Nazis.
The Nazis. You can't say the word or it gets taken away.
I know. That's why we took Hitler out at the beginning. You know.
And you said it now.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. And everybody, you should probably listen to his speeches in AI. You might be like, a little weird what's happening.
Yeah, but God
now.
Knows what actually, like, that's that I am getting.
But you
like,
can use AI to like just translate German. So that's all they're doing. That's all they're doing.
Well, you do it. Don't just let out someone else do it, because you never know what they switch.
This guy's, it's interesting because he's doing a bunch of different historical people, like Mao, that piece of shit, and he was like, you know, we should have a revolution to fucking turn. And he's like, he sounds like a little mouse guy. One thing about the Big H, he was charismatic. Same with Goebbels, whatever the fuck his name is. Charismatic boy. I have to say that, you know.
All right, you got to be convincing enough to convince that many people that you're right.
I know, it's true. You know, and then was
or he? You got to be right.
It's true. So it was. It's pretty crazy. So General Stubblebind controlled his army signals, photographs, and technical intelligence, and numerous covert spying operations around the world. He was instrumental in the U.S. invasion of Panama and Grenada. Where the fuck is Grenada? Is that grenadine? We're getting some fucking nice sugary drinks in this bitch. Grenada.
That's where sugar syrup comes from.
Weird. Grenada. Oh, it's a French. Oh, it's a Caribbean island, it looks like. Weird.
You can go
tourism authority. Ooh. Grenada. Weird. I've never even heard of this place. So that's kind of interesting. So he did that.
Let's go there instead of Cuba.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Everyone that wants to have communism, ask how Cuba. How's Cuba doing? I'm gonna go over there, go see how socialism really is. It is no exaggeration to say that Albert Stubblebine III was at the heart of the American military machine. He was also a man who tried to walk through walls. He's like, fuck! It's like his 60th time trying to do it. He's like, I'm gonna fucking do it, man. And all of his like his superiors are watching him, being like, he'll get it.
He'll do it this time.
Visitors to General Stubblebine's office at Arlington, Virginia, tell him of repeatedly walking at the walls, only to bounce painfully off them. Because you gotta mean it, right? You have to mean it. It's like the Matrix. There's people that believe, right, that like the Matrix movies are kind of based on somewhat of reality. And it's so funny that always just it's hilarious that the brothers turned into sisters, and it's like the zeitgeist of the world got you, man. You're like you're in the Matrix now, and you created this movie, and then you became the Matrix. It's very weird. Like, how the fuck that the people that made the Matrix became trans? I don't even know how the fuck that works. They're like, nothing matters. We're just in a fucking simulation. You know, so fucking weird.
They believed it. They started believing their own movie.
Yeah, no, crazy. And then so the idea is like when Neo, he has to believe that he is, you know, that he's inside the Matrix, and he'll bounce when he jumps off that whatever skyscraper, and he bounces back off the pavement. There is people that believe that that is possible, but you would have to believe it hard enough to like essentially bend your reality around you. Like, you know, the spoon.
One little doubt and you're like, and.
Yes, exactly. Right. So it's like the spoon does not bend. You know, I do not bend the spoon. Reality, the reality bends around the spoon. Whatever the quote that little bald boy says in the Matrix, you know. That cancer patient kid. But it's the same idea, right? It's like you have to, like, you're bending reality with your mind. So it's fascinating. In his mind, there was never any doubt that the ability to pass through solid objects would one day be a common tool in the intelligence gathering arsenal, which if you think about, like you said, putting something in your mind, right, a chip, maybe that somehow like distorts the matter inside of your body and takes it apart, and then you're able to pass through the wall, because that's what it really is.
Well, like, they're even saying, like, too, like you hear scientists and stuff talk about that, where like that is physically possible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's scarcely probably happened to like one person in history, but like, yeah, because every atom's constantly moving, right? So the odds that you would actually pass through a solid object and your atoms and the object's atoms are so perfectly in line that you can actually pass through, is physically possible.
You remember the Philadelphia experiment where they supposedly like opened up that portal, and then when they went to the other side, they're all stuck in the ship. Like, fuck! And the guy's like screaming his head off while he's stuck inside the ship or whatever, the boat.
They gave it a good try.
Yeah, I know. And it's crazy. And realistically, right, that is true. That they're with the quantum physics now, but because I think the way we live in our pineal gland, and you could have like, there's monks that can meditate and travel.
Sorry, is it not penal?
It's pineal gland. People say pineal, but there is a worship of pine cones throughout. There's a pine cone.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just asking a question.
People say pineal, and my mom even says that. She's a nurse. I was like, it's pineal because that's why it looks like a pine cone.
We were talking about the same thing. Cool.
And that's why there's a pine cone in the middle of the fucking Vatican, and there's a worship of pine cones, and that's why squirrels like to hide pine cones.
It's okay.
I gotta do this before Chelsea gets home, and then she'll be like, "Why are you yelling?" Because I'm crazy, you know. So
you married me.
Yeah, it's true. Nonetheless, he continuously was frustrated by his own inability to walk through walls. I still think it's a great idea. This is General Stubble Blind, whatever. I simply just kept bumping my nose. He's Jewish. It's disappointing. Same with levitation. It's like there is people that have the ability to do this. There's monks that truly believe that they can do this stuff, and then they leave their body, and then they just like there's monks, I'm pretty sure, from the research I've done. You like that Jew joke, eh?
I like the delivery. You did it really well.
But it is the idea, right? That like there is monks that there's been stories, right? That they're able to like die at will. You know, it's like be like, I'm done, and they just like kill themselves with their minds. There's like, I'm gonna leave to the next incarnation. I'm done. But like they're like such disciplined and stuff like that. And probably if you're drinking spring water, and I don't even know what the fuck monks eat. Just like plants. There's like munching bananas on a tree outside. Yeah, it's eating bananas. And I think it could be possible.
They are the avocado toast people.
Yeah. Reminds me of what's that? Anger Management, where he confronts his bully. And his bully's now a monk. And it's,
that's right. It's, he's trying so hard to kick his ass. Yeah.
In the late 1970s, General Stubblebind became convinced that America's next war would be fought with psychic powers of the mind, as well as with conventional bombs and bullets. And now it's now we have targeting systems, right? You can track how many people are in the building. That's why there's no fucking excuse for the genocide and stuff that Israel is doing, because they have some of the most advanced military weapons. You know, JFK didn't want to give them nukes, and that's why there's a big reason that he probably got murdered by Zionists for not, and he openly
fuck
said
you,
this stuff.
Give us our nukes.
Yeah, and they're like, all right, bullet go through your head. The magic bullet's going through your head, bud. You know, and that's why I think it's funny that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it was fun. He jumped on Kill Tony on the big live special that they did. But I like him and what he has to say, but he was posting stuff about Israel at one time, and then there's a lot of people in the comments be like, yo, they killed your father and your uncle. What the fuck are you doing? So, and that you can look this stuff up, it is factual. So, you know, his reasons lay in the numerous covert psychic projects, all with bizarre names, that the U.S. military has been secretly funding for decades. Very few in the military have ever even heard of Project Stargate. We'll talk about that at some point. It's very interesting. MKUltra, we'll talk about that. And then we're talking about Project Jedi. All these other ones will come. Like, I'll have to dive really deep. The Project Stargate would be pretty fun. Me and Juan are talking
Stargate?
About it. No, not yet. No.
You sure not early days we didn't do
no,
that?
No.
I feel like we did.
We maybe mention it. I have a catalog of all the things we've done somewhere in my brain.
You know, all fucking 740 goddamn topics we've covered.
Yeah.
Off by heart, without looking. I'm pretty sure
I know
we
what we've
Stargate.
Covered. No, we didn't. I'm telling you, we didn't. Because that's due with a certain guy. You know, I know we didn't. I'm aware of everything.
All right.
You know, General Stubblebind, however, had been following them.
Can we just call him Mr. Stubbles from now on?
Mr. Stubbles.
Give him a nice light name.
Fucking Mr. Stubbles. Mr. Stubbles himself. you know. And however, he'd been following intently and funding some of them lavishly. And this is actually like a real thing, right? Like there's so many, so much money that goes into black projects, the black budget, and it's through taxation. They're using your taxation. They're robbing you. And they'll do things like this. This is crazy. This is what the military industrial complex will do. They'll be like, oh, we're working on this new fighter jet. We need this amount of billions of dollars. Okay, well, it didn't work. We got to do this, and they'll just won't do anything to it. This is like people in the military have said that they do stuff like this. And then they're taking all that wealth, and they're just distributing it to the people that are behind some of these projects. And then this plane never gets finished, and they've dumped either billions or trillions of dollars into it, and then nothing ever gets made. That's part of it. And there's part of it where they're actually creating, you know, UFO-type projects and all that shit, and yeah, and then they're funneling all this money, tax money, into it. So, but there is, it's weird how there is a big faction of it that is just using it to steal from us, to be like, yeah, we're gonna build this rocket. Oh wait, it fucked up a million times. We need more money. Pretty crazy.
We don't want to hurt you. Give us just one more billion.
Yeah,
I promise.
Crazy invisible money that we're enslaved by. The military initially focused on their remote viewing, the scientific term for clairvoyancy and ESP, the reasons that training soldiers to view distant locations using nothing more than the power of their mind could be immensely useful on the battlefield. So they created Project Stargate Project to explore such a phenomenon. The director of Stargate began by funding
phenomenon.
Oh, I don't actually. That's a good, that would be. A
you don't have that one anymore, do you? That was a long time ago.
Jedi mind trick, like that Luke.
But the thing is, you know, Brett's been doing it too. He's been copying you.
I know, he's the wish version of me. It's like some, it actually. We'll go with today's day and age. Call him Timu Billy.
yeah, that's true. So weird. I would never trust any of those sites. Remember, like AliExpress. The
AliExpress is still a thing, man.
Is it weird?
Fuck yeah! That shit's so cheap. You get stuff.
I bought one thing. I bought because like my buddy was all in. Like this, I knew this kid named Chance. I worked with him at a restaurant.
I know Chance. And,
yeah, he's a funny guy. Yeah. He was buying butt plugs for his girlfriend at the time, and he's like, I ordered one. It was so cheap, and it had a little tail. So he's like, when she wears it, it's like she's got a tail. And I was like, fuck, man. He was a weird guy, but he's very fucking funny.
Was it you that I just said this the other day? I saw this online. It's my new favorite saying ever. Why the fuck aren't we calling furries animal crackers?
Oh, that's fucking funny. Do you think there's a black furry?
Well, probably, but this was, you knew what I was talking about anyway, so that was the joke. Thank you.
That was so funny. Yes, the degeneracy of our society, it never fails. The directors of Stargate began by funding scientists at Stanford Research Institution in California, one of America's most prestigious science and academic, sure. Very soon, Stanford played a host to more than a dozen psychic spies. They paid for this shit, our tax dollars. Their skills were once demonstrated by President Jimmy Carter when they were used to search for a downed aircraft. Jimmy Carter, the guy that believed he was abducted by aliens, was like, all right, everybody.
We got to go find
I don't even know how Jimmy Carter sounds anymore. I remember there was people that did impressions. I'm Jimmy Carter. I'm going to go find these guys.
Yeah, I haven't heard his voice in years either.
I got abducted by aliens. I don't know.
Sure, we'll go with that one. I bet you nailed it. I believe you.
The remote viewers used a deceptively simple method based on what is known as the Ganzfeld technique. The psychic spies induced an altered state of consciousness by seating themselves in a soundproof room, wearing earphones, playing white noise. Ping pong balls sliced in half were placed over their eyes to obscure their vision so they really couldn't see. What about the Asians, though?
Why wouldn't you just put a fucking band, like, I don't cloth?
Know. Just to really make sure.
It's got
to
be perfect ping-pong ball.
So weird.
Ping-pong. We invent, we use.
The whole room was then bathed in soft red light. It's funny because they definitely, they do this stuff with paranormal activity stuff. Like Jack Osborne, you know, he has that paranormal show. So Jack Osborne's been doing that.
I was just gonna make fun of that. I think I know which one you're talking about.
I actually liked him and Jason Mewes.
I know you liked it. You showed me that, and I laughed at you.
It's fun.
This is a dumb fucking show.
Him and Jason Mewes were hunting for UFOs, like Jay and Silent Bob. Like,
fuck those guys.
And then they went looking for Bigfoot with Jamie Kennedy. Our UFOs. It was either one or the other.
Oh yeah.
Jamie Kennedy came along. Oh, no, I love Jamie Kennedy, man.
Okay.
And so it was kind of fun, but they were doing some of the stuff where Jack would wear headphones, blindfolded, and they'd play music, and then he would try to pick up on stuff, and then there would be someone in a psychic in the room, believe it or not, that would, like, he would say something, and then the psychic already said it or whatever, they'd, like, weird things like that, where they're testing if it's possible. So the map coordinates of the target would be written on a piece of paper, placed in an envelope, handed to the viewer, and he would allow to touch the envelope, but forbidden to open it. Alternatively, pictures of the target location would be sealed in the envelope. The remote viewers would slip into a light meditative trance into their mind's eye, the third eye, and would be drawn to the target location. Pictures, feelings, and impressions would then drift into their minds from their target, which they might be located thousands of miles away. To be an insider, this approach might appear to produce only hopelessly vague results that, you know, it would be better than guesswork. But scientists investigated remote viewing, found them surprisingly accurate, and the military found them useful also. Joe McGon Eagle was a Vietnam veteran and remote viewer number one. His primary role was to use remote viewing to look inside the Russian military base and gather intelligence. He spent over 20 years as a remote viewer working for the U.S. intelligence at Fort Meade, Maryland, the headquarters of the National Security Agency. His work eventually earned him the Legion of Merit, America's highest military non-combat medal. I know you didn't go to war, but you used your mind to find us stuff, so here's a medal. What are you looking at, white boy? What?
I've been having fun the entire time you're talking. Just go ahead, go to that private chat, take a picture, reread that same spot. It was good.
I'll touch you.
You can
I'll
do that later.
I got you in your third spot.
I was having fun.
Oh, I can be useful. We can use remote if you want. You try to, like, do remote viewing? Are you attempting
just,
to?
Just take a picture of that, and when you're reading back, right around the time I started smiling, just read that picture while you're talking. It was perfect.
Okay. I don't understand.
Anyways, carry on. You will.
I won't, because I'll forget about it and then it'll be gone forever.
No, I'll take a picture now. We ain't forgetting about that. That was too
I'll
good.
Touch you, I'll slip in you.
No, it's not. Shut up.
I don't understand what the fuck you're doing.
I'll show you. Anyways, carry on. Sorry.
The success rate was around 28%, says Joe McMon Eagle. That may not sound very good, but we were brought into a deal with hopeless cases. Our information then was cross-checked with the other available intelligence to build up an overall picture. We proved to be quite useful spies, quotations. The military was not concerned. Oh, the military was not content to use psychic merely to gather intelligence. They wanted to go further and use them for offensive purposes. The drive soon turned to paranoia when the Americans learned that a lot of Russian programs were being used to develop psychic and psychotronic weapons. Over 40 Russian institutes were involved, man.
The Jedi mind trick doesn't work in real life, Dink.
But maybe it does. Maybe it does. because psychotronic weapons use sound, radiation, or powerful electromagnetic fields to scramble the mind. And this is being done. There's a video of this shit where they're using this sound waves to block, like, protesters. Like, how much, like, as we talked when we were on Channing Down, how many things do they have? To use to control us. And there is video footage of this. I can't remember because I was going to write it down to show on one of those live streams. And it's essentially like even the military like guy wouldn't do it. They'd use it on citizens and people are like, they start covering their ears. They have to run out of the vicinity of where this sound frequency is playing. And even the military guy was like trying to withstand it. And then he's like, fuck this. And he like ran off the wherever the distance is between where the sound frequency is being played. Right now, they're using all. They have all sorts of shit. The military is like 50 years, if not more, ahead of us, and they have a lot of stuff. And this is why this is a part of why I think that they think that they can do whatever they want to us, and why they're trying to usher in this one world communist government is because, like, what are they going to do? We have drone planes and bombs and sound frequencies that'll make you shit yourself or whatever it might be. You know, so
yeah, you're not going to charge nothing. Have your we'll little see. Pistol. Do what you want.
Yeah, and then I'll die for my country, and then maybe go off to another reality that's better than this. Maybe. Or we in a prison planet, and we go cycled back Ron into the moon's energy. Ron just said he's going to be a terrorist. I never said that. I said I was going to fight for my country.
You know what that means.
If everybody wants to know who the terrorists are, look at your government that has sold your country out to Iran, China, India.
Stop doubling down, buddy.
Yeah, it's true.
Shut your mouth while you're
I don't have a turban. I'm not a terrorist. Psychotronic weapons use the sound of radiation and powerful electromagnetic fields to scramble the mind. The Americans were terrified that the Russians would use psychics to disable their nuclear missiles. It's aliens have already been doing that. And the psychotronic weapons to drive their soldiers insane. They were unaware that the Russians had discovered psychotronics, I guess that's what it's called. But it wasn't
psychedelic, but electronics.
Yeah, but it wasn't that great. Well, psychic, right? Psychotronics. Yeah,
psychic electronics. Psychotronics.
In any case, American laws and ethics forbade the development of psychotronic weapons, so they focused their attention on such abilities as psychokinesis. Mm. They use the power to move objects with the mind with their minds, right? Cool. And then you have like what's the other one? Like telekinesis, and there's the fire one. We talked about fire. The panel.
Oh, is it literally called pyrokinesis?
Yes, it is. It is. Good is job, it? Man. That is. You know? So that'd be cool. It could be like Drew Barrymore. Light shoot on fire when you're a child.
You're like Avatar.
They don't do that in Avatar.
Earth, wind, fire.
Oh, that Avatar.
Yeah.
Yes. We're talking about this at work. What would you rather do the most? What power would you have?
Out of the elements?
Yes.
So earth, wind, water, or fire?
Yeah, I said fire, so I was like, I remember watching that movie X-Men. Yeah,
fire's pretty cool.
When you're a kid, and that pyro guy was like, oh, little burning, like lights his lighter on fire. He's like, fuck.
Like if I wasn't trying to impress anyone and I just wanted to like personally, what would actually like benefit me the most, I'd probably do earth. Yeah. But if I'm trying to impress people, it's probably air or water.
Yeah.
Air's pretty cool. But yeah, like I'd probably go earth just for me.
So you can build buildings with your mind?
You can do fucking anything. Yeah, there's so much you can do with that.
Yeah. American psychics were soon to be tasked with manipulating the innards of Russian computers and erasing their hard drives, I guess, with their mind. They were then asked to interfere with detonators of nuclear weapons and interrupt the guidance systems of missiles. All this work is still highly classified. It's funny. Imagine if we just all got along and realized we should stop letting psychopaths run our countries. It'd be like such a different world we live in. Things soon turned far more sinister. The military began studying the power of human thought to inflict damage on living creatures. That's a fun time. And technical parlance, it is known as DMILS, direct mental interaction with living systems. It is the basis of spiritual healing, and its flip side, it's the gypsy's curse. Can we say that? I don't think you say gypsy anymore.
They don't like the G word anymore.
No, it's weird because I want to do a whole episode about the history of gypsies. In Ireland, they call them travelers. That's what Aaron calls them.
We don't like you using the hard G.
They're called, they're in Ireland, the travelers. It's weird. It's a weird.
Here,
it's
there's weird. Another word for them here too. But like
smoking
again, Gypsy's just so like we know what you're talking about at least.
Yes.
I see the travelers. I'd be like, who? Billy? When he went from Alberta to Ontario to New Brunswick, or
driving around a caravan, practice magic. You know. Yeah, you have some weird psychic lady in the back.
Witches.
In the late 1960s, American scientists discovered that focusing bitter, vindictive, and negative thoughts on mold that's scientifically equivalent to the gypsy's curse. In habitual, its growth is a study out of 194 mold samples cursed. 151 showed retarded growth. That is the word they used. Retarded growth. I can see you laughing over there. Pretty weird.
Does that mean it was slow growth?
Yes.
Or like ridiculous growth?
Ridiculously slow.
I can't.
Retarded growth, like, man.
If I was to use that in a sentence, I'd assume that meant like this was insane. Like it was faster than anything. It was so crazy.
No, it means slow.
Like it was next level.
But there's been proof that they've done this, right? So people have projected, I can't remember the heart math experiment or whatever. David Icke talks about this. They use like water and they projected like negative emotions at water, right? And they froze it. And then they projected love vibrations at water and then froze it. And then you see that like the anger, the water that was like, you know.
The water that was angry.
Yeah, and it was all fucked up and looked all mangled and shit in the water. Look at that. And then the one that, I'm pretty sure this is how the experiment works. Something
the one that was
loved lines.
Came out in a heart.
It was like it looked beautiful. It was like a geometric patterns. It's like real studies that have been done. Real shit. Real shit.
You mean cubes?
Real
they
shit.
Put it in an ice tray.
Watched a lot of retarded people. Spent time with them. Observed them.
It was only natural for the military to turn in their most accomplished psychics for help. One of them, a youthful Yuri Geiler, was asked to kill a pig. There was just one problem, which they haven't like occurred to his handlers. Yuri was a vegetarian, and he was abiding to the respect of all life. So
he didn't want to kill his pig. That's fair.
They asked me to kill the poor creature using thought alone, Yuri says. I cannot tell you how shocked I was. I love the animals. My power cannot be used to harm. It is simple as that. I don't even know what accent I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to do a voice. In those days, I was young and naive. It is that moment that I realized who I'd become associated with. I had been capulated myself out of the room and left the program. Capulated? Weird. So he left. I was like, fuck this. These people are monsters. The military, of course, didn't abandon the project just because Yuri had left. Like, fuck that guy. We're going to keep doing it. It morphed into Project Jedi at Fort Bragg, headquarters of the U.S. Special Forces. Sergeant Glenn Wheaton, a Special Forces soldier and a member of Project Jedi, recently told me that he attempted to kill numerous different animals. First, they tried dogs, but psychic soldiers couldn't bring themselves to kill them. I'm fucking sure. And then they started looking at other creatures because they couldn't look in their big brown eyes, right?
It's hard. You can't, like, I don't think I could actually do anything.
No. Well, it'd be like hard, man.
I could.
Even there was a mouse that was like, I think it ate the poison and it was dying in our driveway. And I just felt bad. It was like, it was just barely moving. It was still alive. His heart was beating. I just feel bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like there certain things don't deserve to die. If you're a criminal, monstrous terrorist
don't
government.
Don't double down. Don't maybe. Double down.
But the thing is, right? Well, at the end of the day, you know what? We have killed people for treason in Canada. It's happened in our past.
Yes,
if
it's, leave it.
It's in jail.
Do you want this fucking episode to stay up or do you want it to get taken down?
All right. Hey, we're kidding. Don't believe anything I say. Hey, we're kidding. So it's so crazy. So they want to look in the big brown eyes of a dog and then kill it. So they finally latched onto goats because like nobody really cares about goats. The reason that no one could empathize with a creature as ugly as a goat because they are pretty, they have like their weird eyes.
No, goats are so cute, man. They're adorable. Yeah.
One of the special forces soldier, Michael Enchantis, could stop the heart of a goat just by thinking about it, says Sergeant Wheaton. I watched him do it. I fucking watched him do it. I saw it. I saw it with my own mind. I sees it with my eyes. I
seen it.
Blood began to drip from its nose. Froth then started to bubble from its mouth. The creature fell onto its side, had a fit, and died. I can't have taken, it couldn't have taken longer than 30 seconds. It was chilling to watch. We realized soon after that, everything comes as at a cost. Michael suffered a sympathetic injury to his heart. Maybe it was karma. That's fucking weird. That is a little strange there. Weird. Ned the
mailman. Maybe it was another person doing the mind thing on him instead.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. Maybe he was just waving.
I can play it one time because it's pretty funny.
Ned the mailman. Guy was trying to cast a spell on me, you know, like a wizard or something.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. Maybe he was just waving.
It's like, thinks the wizard is such a funny click. You know, they're doing Happy Gilmore fucking again. Yeah. Weird.
News I'm so excited.
So weird. News of the military project involved the psychic spies and the Jedi warriors gradually leaked out. And the psychic programs had been very controversial within the military. Because, like, my tax dollars are paying for you to stare at fucking goats all day and try to blow them up with your mind. Many opposed them on religious grounds. Oh, these
better than anything else.
I know you got the East Indians coming in, be like, don't kill the goats, man. Come on. No, it's cows. Just kidding. It, rats and everything else, monkeys. They were seen as satanic. Others saw them as deeply irrational and unbefitting for modern military. It was hardly surprising then that the General Stubblebine, all good old Stubbs, was quietly retarded. Just kidding. He quietly retired. He got out of there. And the Stargate project was then downsized and eventually transferred to the CIA before closing down. Eventually, we'll do. There is a lot more to Project Stargate or the Stargate project. Mm-hmm. In 1995, the Pentagon finally confirmed that they had indeed investigated paranormal phenomenon in the national interest. They literally did this. They argued that because the Russians were using spies and psychics. That the USA should investigate such a phenomenon. To defuse the row, they immediately appointed two external scientists to investigate the research. It was a classic fudge. They knew that everyone would focus their attention on the more believable Stargate remote viewing program. The rest was deniable. After more than a year of waiting, the results of the external audit of the military work was released. I'm sure it was. I'm sure they released all everything. I'm sure
every single document, 100%.
They lie all the time. We
of course they do.
We're ruled by rulers and criminals, not by leaders. One researcher, Ray Hymond, concluded that the military had proven scientifically that psychic powers appeared to be a real phenomenon. The word's being used a lot, but cannot bring themselves to actually believe in them. Oh, wait, you will believe soon enough. I guarantee it. And the other professor, Jessica Utz, that's literally her name, U-T-T-S, Utz, Jessica Utz, from the University of California at Davis, concluded that psychic phenomenon are indeed real. The U.S. Army had genuinely discovered a way of harnessing the paranormal. It is hardly surprising, then, that some are claiming that the U.S. military has reactivated its spy program, its psychic spying program. I've spoken to four former psychic spies. All agree that the U.S. is actively hunting for bin Laden. So that obviously when this is written was years ago with remote viewers, even though that's probably a fucking lie because the CIA was in cahoots with him. You know where he was? He was on dialysis. Only one Sergeant Glenn Wheaton would go on record. Sooner or later, bin Laden will be found, he says. His location will be narrowed down to four or five locations, and then they will be hit simultaneously. And what for Project Jedi? That's dead and buried. Well, that's the official line anyway. Weird. Who knows? I don't believe their bullshit about bin Laden because I believe that the CIA knew exactly where he was, what he was doing, what he was capable of, all of that shit. You know, that's my belief. I think that he died years before.
You're probably right. 100%.
Oh, there's people popping in the chat. Salute, Bergs. What's up? Hustle, man. Y'all guys doing it. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. You need to keep going into the whole chat. Yeah, yeah. Well, they'll understand one day. They will. It's we're having a fun time with this one. Pretty crazy, man. Like, it was just, I want to start getting into this, some of the fun conspiracy stuff, especially with you, because it is goofy and, like, we don't really necessarily know if it's, like, real or not. But it is just entertaining, to say the least, because we know that they were working on projects like this. That's a fact. We do know that. So
it's time for
You're going to be mad at me.
It's probably a shitty one, isn't it?
It's okay. So I was busy this week. I didn't have time to like look through and shift through, but I still kind of think it's kind of cool because this guy put in a lot of effort. Fuck off. I've came up with like 90 of these that were amazing. Okay. I'm allowed to have bad weeks. But anyways, it's the largest sandcastle in the world. And it made me impressed because when you Google it, this guy,
do you have a picture of it? Can you bring up your screen?
I do. It is 54 feet high. Look at the detail.
Okay.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's fucking wild.
Is he a white guy?
No, that's the Guinness World Record guy. I can't imagine this guy's white. It didn't tell me his it took 168 trucks over a week to deliver enough sand to the place he was fucking.
You went full retard, man.
So he had a whole goddamn community going, I'm gonna help you build this sandcastle.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Everyone's doing it, I'm assuming for free, because there's no way he's paying all of them.
So strange, man. Well,
I thought it was cool.
It's cool for like an 8-year-old. Like, it's fun. Fun times.
Yeah, it's fun. That's what it's supposed to be. It's fun. I bet you didn't know it before, and that's the only point of it.
Didn't know about it. No. So now yeah, that's true. So everybody, obviously support the show. Like, comment. If you're watching this after, click that like button. Click that subscribe button. Help us out. You know what I mean? It's the best way to do this shit is to click that like and subscribe. You know? Do it now. Now we got Diagonal in the background. I thought
bye,
I had
guys.
I thought I had my intro. Get out of here. Get. No, we're not leaving yet.
Get gone.
I thought I had the outro on here. I got to definitely add that. But everybody that's watching, you know, like, subscribe, 5-star rate and reviews is the best way you can get. There's tons of merch on the site. You know, if you want one of the fuck communism shirts or.
What about happened to everybody? Love everybody. Order.
I'm over that, man. Sometimes you got to use your hate to bring out the. Bring out the madness, you know. Whatever.
Everybody love everybody.
Yeah, everybody love everybody. Take nothing seriously. Everything I say is a hysterical joke. It's just don't take it seriously. It's fine, you know. The world's a crazy place. We're crazy people. You know, we're run by treasonous fucking criminals, so it's just fine. You know, Billy's just gonna leave. Everybody, make sure to support the show. You know, I really like Patreon. We're getting more people on the Patreon. They're watching along with me while I watch very controversial documentaries. We'll have more stuff for that. Me and Billy are going to throw something in the works in the next couple of weeks where we'll do a fun episode where we'll just bring up random news or some weird, strange stories that have been happening in the news in the past like couple months or year or so and discuss them. We'll bring up some videos. There's some fun stuff on the Patreon already. We got a ton of content on there. There's more Lost Tapes episodes to come. There's more Strange Wands episodes to come that are going to be up on there. So, you know. Support the show. I would appreciate it. It's free. As long as buy merch and then invest into the Patreon, and that's not free, but it would help us out a lot. You know, it'd mean a lot to me. You know, it'd mean a lot. But yeah, 5-star rating.
This is the longest outro I've ever heard.
Just fucking sure. I never know how to end these things. So let me know if you succeed. If you succeed with Project Jedi, let us know. Let us know if you kill a rat or something with your mind. You know, just if you
don't
actually do
rats.
It.
They're cool.
Yeah. You know? I don't know about rats. Mice are a little
rats
different.
Rats are kind of cool.
Yeah. Let us know if you learn the psychic ability to be able to kill with your mind. We want to know. I want to know, right? You can send us emails at strangerpodcast@gmail.com. I'll try to keep up with that shit because we've had a couple people message us. So, bye! Stay strange, fuckers. Oh,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.